Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint and do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And I hope you had a great Easter weekend, whether you were out of town and watching or listening online or whether you were with us in person. We said that Easter is the solve or the solution to the great human problem. You know, the greatest concerns we have, poverty, healthcare, loneliness, you know, we worry about these things because they all collapse into death. And we said, you know, that philosophy can debate it, medicine can delay it, wealth can distract you from it, but death has a solid success ratio, right? One out of every one people dies. But Easter was different. Jesus didn't merely survive death, he broke death. An empty tomb in Jerusalem means an occupied throne in heaven. So we talked about this vision that God had kind of sown into the hearts of his people in the Old Testament. It's called the Valley of Dry Bones. And we said that dry bones picture really represented their separation from God because it was during a time of exile. It was not just a crisis in Israel's history. It was the crisis in their history. It was like their Pearl Harbor. And so God asks Ezekiel this question. He says, can these dry bones live? And Ezekiel says, you know, Lord, only you know. But in his description, what Ezekiel eventually says is that we have been cut off or cut off. And so what comes up in Ezekiel 37 in the text is that Ezekiel's talking about more than just the exile. It's a principle, D.A. Carson, who's a theologian, calls it telescoping. It's like when you're driving out west and you top the road and you see these beautiful mountains in the distance and they all look like they're together. But the closer you get, you realize they're kind of separated from each other. There's distance between them. And Carson says that this exile that Ezekiel pictures is both a current event in Israel's history and it telescopes a greater human exile. This idea that we are separated from God by death, right? This valley of dry bones. And so, you know, some people, whenever they think about death today, they say, well, you know, death is just part of nature. It's really not that bad. You remember the Lion King, Mufasa explains it to Simba. And he says, hey, we eat the antelope, but then we die and become fertilizer for the grass that the antelope eats. We're just, you know, part of this circle of life, right? And, so I just said yesterday that that's your hope, your fertilizer. Like that's what you've got to look forward to. Not to mention, try explaining that to the antelope, right? Slow down. Let me sink my teeth into your carotids because it's just the circle of life, you know. But death isn't natural. We all know that. If you've been around someone who's passed away, like the body fights against it. Like we weren't built for death. So the vision, the second half of it really, it represents their resurrection whenever God tells Ezekiel to prophesy to them and that God breathes life into those dry bones and they become this army. It's a picture of resurrection. And Paul says to us in the New Testament in 1 Corinthians 15, look, if Christ is not raised, your faith is futile. In other words, if there's no resurrection, why believe anything? He says, you're still dead in your sins to those who've fallen asleep in Christ. If they've perished, in other words, if there's no resurrection, you'll never see the people that you've loved again. He says, if Christ is not raised, we have no hope or hope in this life only. And we are to be of all people most pitied. And I just thought, you know, you think about, he says, we have no hope in this life. Like, is there anybody who would say, you know, I think things are going pretty well in the world right now. I think we're good, right? No, Paul says, look, you don't have hope. But verse 20 says, but now Christ has been raised from the dead. We sing this song a good bit at LifePoint. This is death is just a doorway into resurrection life. And if death is a doorway, then Easter is the hinge on which that door swings. Because the end of that chapter, Paul says, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where's your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? And so really, you think about it, it's either the triumph, the celebration of, oh, death, where is your victory? Or it's the circle of life, right? It's walk across the bridge and get into heaven. Or is it heaven getting into you, right? I think so many times we think about that bridge illustration and we think about, well, the whole idea of the bridge is for me to get to heaven. But first, the idea is that heaven gets into you, right? That your life has changed and transformed. You received the gospel that Jesus died. He was buried. He was raised so that you can walk in newness of life. It's this living, resurrected Jesus on the inside of your soul. Paul says that because he was raised, you can be raised. Because he went to the cross, he took the ultimate exile for us so that you and I could experience the freedom of life with him. So I'm going to pray that into our day today, and then I'll give you the opportunity to pray. Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for Easter, so grateful that you beat death in our place, that you took the ultimate exile, the ultimate death, the ultimate celebration in our place. And Lord, it means everything to us. Our failures aren't final. God's suffering isn't meaningless for us. We have a future that's secure, not fragile. We have hope because of you. And I pray, God, that today we are a people who live from that hope. Now you take the opportunity to pray.